Hello, Internet. And how long is this? Jay is in Maine and I'm not. That sucks.
Jay is swimming with the fishes. He will not be here.
He's not swimming with fishes.
He's not sleeping with the fishes, but he's swimming with them.
Let's be honest. He's peeing with the fishes.
Or he's paddling with them. I don't know what he's doing.
He's
kayaking with them.
Yeah. He's floating with them.
Is he feeding the fish, though? That's the important question.
That's my shtick. Oh, wait. feeding the fish is throwing up.
Barfing. Yeah, at Penzic. At Penzic, that's the thing. They have a big pond in the middle of camp. And
I'm trying to remember if it was the first time I was seasick. It was one of many. and at least this time, like, I was like a preteen. I was like 11 or 12. I knew that I was seasick, and I still went into marine biology. I did not know I was allergic to rats and mice before I went into that field, but either way, I'm an idiot. I threw up on a glass-bottom boat, which are just nasty anyway.
Because
they're just flat on the bottom.
Oh.
So there was some nasty. It was chop. It was solid chop. Which, for those who are not seafaring, you've got swells, which is a sine wave sort of idea. You go up, you go down. You go up, you go down.
But
if there's some nasty sea patterns going through, you'll have interference. Yeah.
You get the up, down, and the side to side wiggle all at the same time.
And it just after a while, it just becomes static. So you just don't even know what's going on. And that is awful. And yeah, both me and my dad chummed on that trip. And we did feed the fish. They really appreciated it. We could watch them through the glass bottom.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Look,
yeah,
those fish.
I would be very seasick. I get like motion sickness in an IMAX theater. I think it has something to do with the no horizon thing.
Last time I was in an IMAX theater, I fell out of my chair.
Well, yeah, you did actually. That was funny.
Yeah, I did.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that in the IMAX that's near my house.
It was at the IMAX at the, Natural History Museum in Houston. And they were having, it was a thing on like black holes or something like that. And they were spinning the stars around overhead, and I was kind of like, literally fell out of my chair.
It wasn't stadium seating, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was like the big, big slopey seating. Yeah,
you didn't fall all the way down to the first row.
No. I was in a chair at the very back of the last row, and I just fell out sideways.
So first up, I got to just say, when I was like telling everyone when we were doing our show prep earlier this week, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. We're going to be in the perfect situation to essentially live podcast the, even though we're not live anymore, but essentially we'll be there to scoop the British vote to whether or not they stay in the EU.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, the polls closed, what, like 2 or 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
And they still have like
at 4 our time or at 5 Eastern, 4 Central.
Yeah.
Well, so
it's 3 hours. It's 8 p.m. right here now, Eastern Standard
Time. It's 1.8% reporting.
Yeah. I know. Seriously,
what are
you
doing? Like,
your
is everything
entire
like
fucking
a written
country's the size of Connecticut. Get your act together.
Is everything like a written ballot?
They estimated they had 80 some odd percent turnout. It was, they say, over 80% turnout for
and?
This vote. Well, it's a lot of people.
That's like as many people in like Cuyahoga County or something. I don't know.
Well,
not
yeah,
sure,
but.
But I'm get your shit together, England.
I don't think they do elections like we do.
They
don't
clearly.
Really, they don't do like exit polling and all that kind of crap. They can't. They don't really like. They don't have like shitty face talkers going, oh yes, we call it for blah blah blah. 2 minutes after the polls close.
Well, it's at 1.8% reporting. Leave the European Union is up by, point blah blah blah. It's 50.7 to 49.3.
Oh, so. I checked like, I think just before we connected, and it was actually leave the European Union was down by like 6%. So that's just, it's just dirty numbers at this point coming in. It's just so dirty.
Well, Nigel Farage says he thinks they lost. So,
oh, that's too bad.
What does losing mean?
He's bailing out Norway.
No. Yeah, basically. And getting a whole bunch of refugees still. And
yeah. Getting people blowing up in your nightclub, bailing out Norway, and paying the Greeks not to work. The Greeks and the Italians not to work.
The refugee thing, the Muslim refugee thing is really not a point anymore in Great Britain because they are overrun with Muslims.
The mayor of London is Muslim.
Yes. Yes. They are overrun with Muslims. The UK can kiss their ass goodbye as far as that is concerned.
And it's not like they need to come into Syria for all that. I mean,
right.
Just, I mean, these days, all you need is just someone who's raised up in these crazy ass mosques. And all you got to do is just say, will ya? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, that's nice.
All right, I'm gonna segue into the next topic because let me tell you, I have the best segue ever. Like so bad of a so great a segue that I need to be saying I am segueing right now.
Oh dear. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I am on a segue right now as I'm segueing.
wow.
So this morning my daughter woke up, and I just barely followed waking up. My wife threw her in bed with me. Time to get up, Daddy. No. And so we got up and we went downstairs and I said, all right, would you like some breakfast? And she said, yes, I would like a lollipop.
No.
Exactly. I went, nope, maybe a little later on today we can have a lollipop. You know, I'm big on lollipop for snack time. So that way she burns off the sugar between naps. But I'm like, I'm not going to just fucking mainline you first thing in the morning. And so essentially after a few back and forths of negotiations, she ended up face down on the floor in the kitchen, screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh dear.
And I happened to have the news on at the time. And the news was reporting about the, Congress laying face down on the floor, screaming at the top of their lungs.
Nice.
And specifically, they were reporting, much like my daughter, they did not get their lollipop for breakfast.
What do you do when there's a temper tantrum? What do you do?
I started doing dishes.
Oh, that's the right thing to do.
I just move on with my day. If she is in between me and something else, I step over her. She's not very high.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those like, oh, well, that's too bad.
Yes. Don't give them the attention they are seeking.
Nope.
Something we should. Oh, you know what I did here is like C-SPAN turned off their cameras.
Oh, yeah.
For the sit-in. And then the idiots started doing like Facebook live streaming and stuff like that. But
yes, C-SPAN went, this is bullshit, and turned off their cameras.
Yeah. Good for C-SPAN.
We're a professional network. We're not here for fucking amateur hour. By the way, I heard on Cam and Company, Cam was repeating what somebody else said. Is this the first anti-civil rights sit-in?
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, it's not. But the other ones at least called themselves civil rights sit-ins.
Yeah.
Man. You know, this whole situation is so... It's like Alice through the looking glass, right? So we have, you know, members of Congress doing a sit-in to deny people their rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, who is that guy? A congressman not understanding at all what due process means.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? Seth Moulton. Bless his heart. What a dumbass.
Oh, Jesus, he's one of ours.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But he posted, he said, and this was on Twitter, and I gotta say that, like, it's becoming, the politics plus Twitter is becoming bizarre for me because it's like politicians are forming, like, their policies based on Twitter. It's really strange to me. But Seth Moulton says, Republicans now singling out citizens in the House gallery and demanding the sergeant at arms remove them. Where's due process now? He has no clue what due process means.
No,
you know what's even, you know what's even worse? Hey, Alan, Seth Moulton, he was a Marine.
I know.
Well, you know.
Evidently, his oath was slightly different than Alan's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. I voted for the homo.
You know, here's the thing. You voted for tyranny?
Yeah. No, not tyranny. To say.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. You know, he went to Harvard, so you know.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, come
well,
on.
Well,
that's a good place to beat the brains out of an honest Marine.
Yeah. Granted, there are lots of fucked up Marines out there, so you know.
Lots of them.
And then we have the Senator of Connecticut saying that we shouldn't judge gun control based on whether or not it works.
Well, at least they're honest.
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah. What?
Don't. That's a trap. Don't fall into that trap of expecting it to actually of our policy proposals to actually work. Come on. Oh, yeah.
And of course, what is not being said anywhere is, oh, we need to deny terrorists. Like, can you name one fucking terrorist that's on the terrorist watch list?
No.
I mean, it's one of those like, hey, guess what? I was in Boston and two dudes fucking blew the marathon up. And that was a really fucking scary time for me because I had to get the fuck out of Boston and I had to go to North Station. Note that my employer is a gun-free zone, so without a gun on me. And I'm standing in North Station, which is the arena that the Celtics and the Bruins are in. And so there's just people all standing shoulder to shoulder. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is the last place I want to be, but it's the only way I can get out of here. No, neither one of those guys were on the terror watch list. Let's see. Down in Texas, Alan, Fort Hood got shot up twice, but one of them was a terrorist. One of them was a nutcase. One of them was a terrorist.
Right.
And was the terrorist on the watch list?
Should have been.
No, he was in the army.
Yeah, but he should have been on the watch list. See, that's the problem, though, is they're so, for whatever reason, they don't want to, you know, it's like they'll bend over backwards to let, you know, Muslims do and say whatever the fuck it is they want to say.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're on the terror watch list, even if you've got like prior felonies that you should now be exempt from, you should be exempt from a Nick's denial. If you're on the terror watch list, you are free and clear.
You're not a terrorist.
You're not a terrorist. You're not even a bad person.
Right.
Cause I guarantee like, you know, some either Irish, you know, Irish gang member in South Boston or, dude named Muhammad who just happens to be, you know, a Harlem, you know, pipe hitter. He's going to, you know, both of those guys, even those like nasty ass thugs who aren't actually terrorists. They just happen to have similar terrorist names or whatever bullshit they try to claim for the fucking millions of people on this list that have no ties to anything at all. But yet for some strange reason, we're on this cute little secret government watch list.
Ted Kennedy.
You know,
what,
those,
still he's dead.
Yeah, but he was on it.
He was on it.
For
was Al Gore on it too?
I don't know.
Why was Ted Kennedy on it?
There's an Edward Kennedy in the IRA.
Oh,
okay. Well, obviously.
Well, there's no proof that he wasn't shipping guns to Ireland.
No.
No.
Kennedy.
Leland Yee famously was.
And Leland Yee not on the terror watch list.
Nope. Not at all. The whole terror watch list. That whole thing needs to be scrapped.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is there's so many people. I mean, like even like,
it's,
you know,
it's pointless.
All these politicians are, even the Republicans are giving like some lip service, and even the NRA is giving lip service to the terrorist watch list, you know, with their own little like due process workaround on it, which is, you know, I get it, except for the fact that the whole fucking thing is broken. Like, why are we even going with this just complete jalopy? There's no fucking terrorists on the terror watch list. The dude that, you know, the dude that tried to blow up the truck, who was in Yemen, whose dad was fucking calling the FBI saying, I'm worried my son is going to blow himself up. Please arrest my son, because I'd rather my son be in an American jail than splattered all over the street and headlines. And he wasn't on the terror watch list.
Yeah, but if they didn't have the terror watch list, where would they get their pool of stupid patsies that they could try to talk into pretending to blow up something so they could arrest them?
Are even the stupid patsies on the terror watch list?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe they're like some of these like gun registry schemes where like, oh, well, we're going to trace the gun after we've caught the guy and essentially he's convicted and we've got him dead to rights. We'll run a gun trace on it just in case to make it look like we're actually using the gun trace system for law enforcement. No, you're not. Sort of idea. No, even those fucking dipshits they find on the internet, those, I guarantee, like, until they're handing this guy Play-Doh and telling him it's C4, they don't even know what the fucking dude's name is.
No.
That's just a dragnet there.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing.
So no, there are no terrorists on the terror watch list. So any idea that, oh my goodness, we should, you know, all right, yeah, no, if we add this due process and have this petition form on there or make it public or all that. No. If there's a terror watch list, it should be completely non-binding and be used just simply for, internal memos between law enforcement agencies on the, hey, guess what? You know, this dude who we were surveilling because he goes to this radical mosque and has posted some things on his Facebook page. And, oh, he was meeting with this guy.
Well, you know what? It also shouldn't be a no-fly list.
Okay.
Because if you think someone's a terrorist, you want them to fly. Because that's the easiest way to keep track of where they're going. If they get in a car and drive somewhere, you don't know where the hell they are.
It's true.
Okay, so we have a government now who is talking about creating this watch list for terrorists. And I'm totally doing the air quotes. Terrorists, right?
Yes.
And by making that list, they're going to limit civil liberties and basically you're guilty until proven innocent and you're a terrorist. But while all this is occurring, okay, in the news, everybody's head up about this sit-in and the civil liberties and blah, blah, blah. Osama bin Laden's bodyguard has been transferred from Guantanamo Bay to Montenegro. They let him go. After 14 years at Guantanamo, they have let him go. So tell me again about how serious our government is about terrorists.
By the way, if we want to play this whole like war on terror and war on, you know, Afghanistan, ISIS, you know, the Taliban, whatever, however you want to declare our now new goofy definitions of war. Under the Geneva Convention, we can shoot every one of these guys in the back of the head.
Sure. They're at war with us.
They're at war with us. We captured them on a battlefield, engaging in war with us. They do not have uniforms. They do not have chain of command. Therefore, they are spies. Therefore, we can kill them at any point. We can keep them alive if we think we can pump them for information, but we could shoot them in the back of the head just as easily as let them go. And yet again, but then everybody always goes, oh, you know, but we can't use, you know, hollow point ammunition because, oh, that's against the Geneva Convention. we can't use white phosphorus to burn somebody out of it. That we can't blow up a mosque that's being used as an ammo depot. Or even a bunker. I've heard a lot of stories of guys out in the sandbox who are like stuck, like retreating from a mosque because the mosque is a bunker. And no, you can't blow up a mosque because Geneva Convention.
Oh, my God. I just read the most horrible thing.
Oh, what?
What is it?
Apparently, some guy in California died.
Okay.
And his relatives are... He left behind a stock... And this is a literal stockpile. More than 1,500 guns. Six and a half tons of ammunition.
Tons?
6.5 tons of ammunition.
I love that. That's like the old saying. They weren't counting the ballots. They were weighing them.
So what do the relatives do?
What?
The family members have decided that they don't want to contribute to the carnage.
What carnage?
So they are destroying it.
Okay.
They are going to destroy the weapons. Millions of dollars worth of guns. They're going to destroy them to send a message.
Obviously, he did not have a will.
No, he did not.
FYI, I am disagreeing with the NRA because they're talking about the terror watch list. But the NRA does have a situation where if you're the only fucking sane person in your family, you can have it so that your guns either go to the NRA museum or can go to auction or whatever. But
right. And don't get destroyed.
Exactly. That's stupid.
It's sad and stupid. And these are not, they have pictures. These are like hunting rifles and stuff.
That's even stupider than I saw a video of a guy going to like a New Jersey buyback. It's an old story because it's a buyback. I mean, even the most anti-gun places in the world have stopped doing the buyback. Even they admit, oh, this is bullshit. But this dude came in and he showed that he had like three, you know, fair to Midland hunting rifles, you know, all with scopes on them. And he was going to turn them in. And since they weren't assault weapons and they weren't handguns, he was going to walk away with, I think, $200 or something like that on there. And he goes, yep, no, I'm going to take my wife out to dinner. I think she's going to be pretty pleased. And I'm like, wonder how Mama's going to feel about it if you told her that you could have, you know, grown a fucking pair of nuts and walked into a gun shop and actually, you know, sold them for what they're worth and maybe walked away with like $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm no expert on what those guns were worth. They didn't look like garbage, and they all had glass on them. And I can't tell a $500 scope from a $25 scope, but chances are it was somewhere between those two. And he'd probably walk away with at least $1,000, including the, you know, the percentage that the gun shop kept. Yeah. Would Mama like to have a fancy dinner out? Would Mama like to have a new diamond necklace? Just saying.
Yep. Yeah. Dumbs. It's stupid. I mean, that's just mind bogglingly stupid.
Well, I mean, I covered a thing. It was out in, I think it was either Washington or Oregon, where a police chief was speaking out against, evidently it's law that like any gun that is seized as evidence, but isn't claimed after so much time needs to be destroyed. And they were putting a law just saying you can still destroy it. That's all fine. But at the police's discretion, you can also turn around and sell it, you know, sell it to an auction house.
Right.
And all that. And and it was fully argued that once it goes to the auction house, under no circumstance is it ever going out for a private sale. It is going to go through a background check before it gets back into, you know, an individual's hands. And this chief was going on and on, but then they're just like, you know, well, we don't want these guns to get back on the street. Yeah, but they're going to go through background checks. Yeah, but what's, you know, but is it worth the risk? And it's one of those like,
oh my God.
So now you're saying, now you're just saying that you just all gun sales should be illegal.
Because, that's what he thinks.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Yeah. Oh, of course it is. He's anti-gun.
Yeah.
That's what they all think.
Yes.
They just don't say it.
Yes. Because they know that nobody's on their side.
That's why the Democrats don't care about this, due process and the no fly and all that, because they don't think anybody should have a gun. So they don't care.
They don't think anyone should have due process.
Well, that's beside the point.
Everyone should have the rights that are granted to them at that moment.
Yeah.
and everybody's rights should be different. So a white male's rights are drastically different than a black lesbian transgendered female.
I have a question. How many gay people are in the United States versus how many Muslim people are in the United States?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
I mean, the like percentage-wise, it's kind of just like across the board, just kind of like 10%.
Percentage, okay. 3.8% of Americans identified as gay or lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Okay.
They estimate 3.3 million Muslims of all ages in the U.S. in 2015, or about 1% of the population.
So about even.
No, so you said 1%, you said about 3%, so yeah. Actually three times as many gays.
Yeah. And that's just the ones that are out.
Yeah. And that probably doesn't include all the Muslims that are sucking cock at gay clubs right now.
Yeah. What about the crossover? Let's see the Venn diagram on that.
Yeah. Because at least from the information I've got, and of course also the left is super huge about saying that, oh man, you know, he shot this gay club up. He shot this place up because he was closeted. No. He was closeted and felt like killing gays because he was a member of a radical religion that murders gays,
right?
Like pretty much across the board, and just so happened to like to smoke a lot of pole.
You know the psychology of this guy. You have to think that his father was very pro like militant Islam. His
Super
father
duper.
Was pro Taliban. He was, you know, they were all very, you know, radicalized, I guess, in his family. Mm-hmm. And then they get to the United States and he's, you know, it's like this whole weird mashup for this guy in his head. And you know, the psychology is just, you know, he's like one of those self-loathing. I mean, a lot of like non-Muslim gay people have that whole self-loathing problem because of, you know, the cultural attitudes about being gay.
Yeah.
You know, so they have this whole inner conflict.
Well, I mean, there's
and so
this...
you have like the inner gay conflict combined with the inner Muslim conflict, and you know.
Look, I know a bunch of people that are super uncomfortable around gays. They're not anti-gay. They just get super grossed out about. I mean, they get super grossed out when I do my pseudo gay bullshit. Where
you know what that means,
dude. Well, no. But these people are overall fairly comfortable about it. No, but what I'm saying is, but then there's also the people that are like, oh man, yeah, they are anti-gay, and that's kind of their fly the anti-gay flag, sort of idea. They're in the Westboro Baptist Church thing. At least, I mean, I don't have evidence on all of them, but there's been enough evidence on many of them to show that a lot of those guys turn out to be cock on the side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you show me somebody willing to go out and virulently oppose gays like rabidly, and it's probably, you know, denial and self guilt.
As the bard said, I doth think he protests too much.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's dead on. Is it's one of those like, no, I get people that like, you know, I get people that are even the, you know, I'm not that insulted by, I don't agree with them, but I'm not that insulted by the people that are, look, man, I'm fine with gays. I'm fine with them being around, but come on, we're supposed to give them marriage certificates. I don't agree with that, but you know what? They are on some firm ground there that we can discuss this. I mean, I'm pissed off at how Massachusetts got legal gay marriage. I agree with gay marriage. I think there should be gay marriage. But the Massachusetts Supreme Court essentially said that, like, John Adams, when he was writing the Massachusetts, Constitution, said, and you know what? That also includes two dudes. No, he didn't.
No.
He did not.
Absolutely
under no
not.
Circumstances did he.
Never.
Sort of idea. So, you know, it's one of those, like, I get that. I don't agree with it, but I get it. And the same idea was just that, no, I just get really uncomfortable when I see two dudes kissing, or I had some super aggressive gay dude hit on me when I was a teenager.
I get uncomfortable when I see anybody kissing. Just stop it.
Like face sucking out in public.
Yes.
And put some damn pants on.
That too. Damn it.
By the way,
if you're dancing naked down the street, I don't care if you're gay, straight, or whatever. Put some damn pants on.
Just so you know, none of this applies to Brita.
What?
You can take your pants off and dance down the street and make out with whoever you want, Brita.
Okay.
Just so long as I'm there.
Ew.
I'm a chaperone. I'm protecting your honor.
Oh, I see.
Hey, somebody.
Do we have a caller?
No. Those days are over. We got lots to talk about, though. And I wanted to bring up one thing. It's 2016, right?
Yes.
That means in 4 years, it's going to be the 20s again.
Ooh. Are we going to roar?
I'm going to have a flapper haircut.
That's right. We can be all like,
and roll up my stockings.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll probably still be making classic cocktails.
And do the Charleston. You can make the cocktails, yes. Yeah. Are we going to have bathtub gin?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we are not. No, we are not. Gin is so good now.
But you can take the bottles and empty them into the bathtub and then...
No! Ew.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Anyway.
I just got done like scrubbing oatmeal out of my bathtub because...
Oatmeal.
It's breaking out.
Oh.
Yeah. This little colloidal oatmeal stuff.
Aww.
She's got baby skin.
I know. That
it's super sensitive.
Though.
And she's splitting time between wearing underwears. She's actually stopped saying it. And I'm getting really upset that she says underwear now. She used to just say underwears. And I'm like, yeah, you're saying that. That's cute. Yeah.
Underwears.
But she still wears the pull-ups from time to time. And that stuff really kind of.
On another note, since we're talking about
underwears,
well,
the 20s.
For the sixth time, only the sixth time in the history of the country, a sitting representative has been expelled.
Dun dun dun!
All six were Democrats. Why?
No.
Because Republicans fucking resign when they get in trouble.
Oh, that's true.
Democrats never resign.
Shameless.
So, Chaka Fata.
Who? What?
Chaka Fata. Pennsylvania Congressman Chaka Fata.
I need a link.
Is he related to Chakamata?
Is this like Chaka Khan or?
Chaka Fata. I gave you.
Oh,
gave
it
you
is Chaka, like Chaka Khan.
Yeah, Chaka Fata.
Shaka Fada.
What does Shaka mean?
I don't know. Like
Shaka Zulu.
Shaka
Fada. You ever seen the movie?
Convicted on multiple counts of racketeering and fraud.
No, he stepped down. He resigned.
No, he didn't.
He's dead. He wrote a letter.
Yeah. He's offered to resign in October.
Oh.
And the House was like,
No, you're out now,
yeah,
buddy.
That's exactly what they did.
Oh, of course, racketeering, right?
Yes. He wanted to compromise. He wanted to stay in the seat, and the House leadership was like, nope.
Oh, no. They are on the news. Mainstream media is saying that he has resigned.
Yeah, he didn't resign.
Effective immediately, it says.
No. The operative words from Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy were, although his resignation is welcomed, it is improper for him to hold office any longer. That is why the House voted to expel him from office.
Oh, Lordy.
So that the people of Pennsylvania's 2nd District can elect a new representative. He wanted to stay in office until his sentencing in October.
Oh.
And then he wanted to compromise, and the Senate, the House was like, nope.
What area is that?
So the news,
Philadelphia.
The news can say he resigned.
Go figure. Someone convicted of racketeering.
Yeah,
from Philadelphia.
The news can say he resigned all they want to, but he did not resign. He resigned for like in the future, and the House was having none of it
because he was convicted, right?
Oh, yeah.
In June. This, like recently?
Yeah, recently. Yeah. It was like this past week.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Guilty on 23 public corruption charges, including racketeering and fraud. Borrowed $1 million from a donor during his unsuccessful campaign and later repaid part of the loan by using funds from charitable and federal grants received by his nonprofit. Also used funds from his mayoral and congressional campaigns to help pay off his son's student loan debt.
Aww.
You know who was my favorite? The guy, the congressman who hid almost
Cold
100,000
cash.
In his freezer. That was my favorite.
Was that
William
that was
Jefferson?
Cold Cash Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Now, I gotta say, are there any? I mean, obviously, there's a bazillion crooked bullshit Republicans are out there.
Yeah. But they all resign.
And do any of them resemble fucking petty gangsters the way these Democrats do?
No.
I mean, or just generally are. I mean, there was a lot of talk with all this gun control, talking about the New York Sullivan Act. And Sullivan was just straight up fucking gangster. And party was he part of?
Democrat.
Oh, interesting. The Bulgers. But of course, Billy Bulger had no involvement with the Winter Hill gang.
What?
Exactly.
Au contraire.
Oh, I mean, it was. People have been well on the record on the backing down on you know when Billy put his foot down. People are like, yeah, because he's going to call his brother, and his brother's going to come talk to me. I don't want to talk to his brother.
Nope. And speaking of corruption, Hillary Clinton's IT guy invoked the Fifth Amendment 125 times, actually more than 125 times during his deposition on Wednesday.
Wow.
Did not say a word. Every question they asked him, he repeated what was written on an index card he held in his hand, the same statement, I refused to answer, invoking Fifth Amendment, blah, blah, blah.
By the way, you want to talk about another, no one talks about the fact that there's no goddamn terrorist on the terror watch list. They're all debating about the due process of the whole thing as opposed to just the fact that it's fucking broken. Like, I mean, it's, you know, whether or not it's legal or not for the TSA to touch my penis almost becomes irrelevant when you get the fact that the TSA doesn't fucking do what it's supposed to do.
No, they don't.
Same idea with the, you know, oh yeah, you could say that, you know, passing an assault weapons ban is completely illegal because the Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear arms. But who cares? You're passing an assault weapons ban allegedly to lower violent crime, and it's been proven not to.
Right. But don't fall into that trap of expecting their gun control things to actually work.
Yeah. But the big thing that nobody's talking about is, of course, this is not easy shit that she did. She had to get a server, set up a server room. She had IT people. She had contractors working for her to set up this email server and set up the secondary thing. Yeah. This is a lot of fucking work for someone who doesn't fucking know how to drive an automobile, let alone fucking work a computer.
No one
is talking about the fact of why did she go to all this trouble?
Yeah, because she wanted to hide shit.
She's not like, you know, Sebastian from Snowflakes in Hell or Shall Not, whatever it's called now. It's Snowflakes in Hell. Come on, let's be honest.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be questioned. He's a computer geek. He does computer shit. When he goes to work, he's working on computers. When he comes home, he's working on computers. He likes that. And so, yeah, his website is run out of his, you know, off of a server in his basement. That makes sense. Hillary Clinton is a dim-witted grandma. She's got no business running her own internet server, yet she does. And no one talks about why. Why would someone do that?
Because she's crooked as hell and she wanted to.
Because she's a fucking gangster. Yeah. She wants to be able to protect all of her dirty dealings with the Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
And to keep and to avoid whistleblowers.
Yep. Well, what's funny is I read some stuff that apparently I didn't realize this, but her email server is the Windows Exchange server. which in a moment of consummate geekery, I will say that running a Windows Exchange server connected to the internet, you might as well be driving down the street, throwing emails out your limo for how secure it is.
So basically, you know, emerging technologies expert at a public library.
Yeah, about that level.
There's some hacker in a prison in Eastern Europe somewhere that said, yeah, no, he just walked in. And he said he saw five or six other people also watching the were also had also hacked in.
Oh yeah, it wasn't just one. There was and at one point they had the security completely turned off on the server because they were trying to troubleshoot some kind of problem with something else.
What?
And so it ran for like weeks and weeks and weeks.
Oh my God!
No security at all.
Oh. Speaking of the emails that have been released on all that, Hillary Clinton doesn't know how to use the fucking coffee maker at her house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. So
there are emails back and forth about on how the fuck maker. Does she get a cup of coffee out of a coffee maker.
Like,
I know
long?
How to work a coffee maker. Guess what? I don't fucking drink. I don't drink coffee. I
how
own
many,
a coffee.
How many years has it been since Hillary did not have staff, as in a housekeeper or a cook or a blah, blah, blah?
At least since
blah.
The governor's mansion in
right.
Arkansas.
And that was 80s?
Yeah.
The 1980s?
At least,
yeah. But again,
I'd love to be able to forget how the washing machine works.
we got a coffee maker as a wedding gift, and it's the best. Like if you are like me and my wife, and you don't drink coffee, get yourself a fucking low end but nice coffee maker.
For what?
When you have company over.
Oh, I don't have company.
Dig out the coffee maker and brew a pot of fresh coffee.
Fuck company. Get your own coffee.
I'm sorry. If you are not a coffee drinker and you also entertain guests.
I have a little 4-cup coffee maker that I use when somebody comes over and wants coffee.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. That's just so long as you can like
I
you're
never
not,
use it.
It's I think it is kind I mean again, if they want to say, oh, I mean it's not like I've got like super duper. It's not like I've got like a thing of Kona coffee that I'm gonna be grinding the beans right then and there. You know, if it turns out that they would rather go like up the street to a coffee shop, that's fine. That's all well and good. But the option for them to stay in their PJs and have a cup of coffee is in my kitchen, or at least in right now in my basement. Sometimes it's in the garage.
Yeah, wherever you move it to.
Yeah, I put it away somewhere. I found a place in the basement so I don't have to dust it before I bring it out. But yeah, but she doesn't know how to use a coffee maker yet. She's got an email server. Like that should be number one headline.
Whether or not,
let's face it. We know her server was hacked.
Oh, yeah.
We know everybody in Russia and everybody in North Korea and everyone in China.
Putin sitting over there. What's it worth to you for me not to release these?
Yeah.
What do I get? Or he may just do it just to embarrass them.
Well, I don't think he's going to release them. I think he's just going to use them because, you know.
I don't know.
Why share them with anyone else?
I guarantee there's some dirty talk between Hillary and Huma.
Oh man. You think? Mm. That's at first, you know, at first thought I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Huma's good looking. But
ish.
You know. Yeah, no, I'm gonna just go straight forward and say she's got that
skinny thing going on. That
yeah, that's true.
Honey, eat a cheeseburger.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
She probably does like the spin classes and like eats only salads and you know she's super skinny, man.
Yeah, well,
Hillary likes her women skinny.
I don't know.
That's true.
Hillary likes her women skinny, and Bill Clinton likes his women a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I gotta say, I'm one of them. Actually, at both for comedians, both Sarah Silverman and Amy Schumer, both I think are rather attractive ladies. Except for I've heard both of them open their fucking mouths, like when they're not in character. And let me tell you, I am unfortunately one of those dudes that I can't do the one night stand. I can't do the, oh man, I didn't even know her fucking name, guys. No, I can't do that. Like as soon as I know somebody's dumb, boner killer, boner's dead. And that's the same thing with Huma. She's an attractive lady, but she's fucking damaged goods.
She's still married to Anthony Weiner.
Sure is.
Weiner?
Because that doesn't make her look like a lesbian.
Yeah. Either way.
A Muslim lesbian.
Why do you think Hillary's IT guy would invoke the Fifth Amendment 125 times?
Because he doesn't want to go to federal prison.
Well, apparently he's got an immunity deal, so I don't know. And this was a judicial watch.
Is this the same dude that has the immunity?
I think it is. And he's got it. This was a judicial watch deposition.
Oh, because he doesn't want to commit suicide by shooting himself three times in the back.
That's what I'm thinking. He, you know, fuck this immunity thing. He's not saying anything anyway, especially to judicial watch, because he don't
want you want to talk about petty gangsters. That's the fucking Clinton.
Well, thing. I mean, he sees that Hillary is the nominee, right?
Ooh, here's a big one.
And so he probably is hoping, you know, if he doesn't talk, that he's still employable.
Right.
After
he'll
this.
Get a pardon. If she's elected, he'll get a pardon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I want to. Now I'm thinking about, was it CNN or MSNBC? Which one did Chelsea Clinton get, like, some extremely lucrative quote unquote internship from?
Boy.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
It was one of them. I forget which.
Yeah. It's not fucking important, but like, I'm just thinking about like the whole Arkansas sort of thing is, did they do it because they're fawning fucking liberals and she's, you know, she has kissed the ring of the savior.
Yes.
Or was a little bit more of the we're afraid what's going to happen to us?
Yes,
yes,
probably both.
NBC.
Well, same thing.
She made $900,000 for doing almost nothing,
and doing it poorly too.
Extremely poorly. Like, yeah, they gave her almost. Why didn't they make it a cool million? What's going on with that? Was that taxes? Why not the cool mill? But yeah, and just she was just an abject hack. I mean, it's one of those. Say what you will about the mental abilities of the modern American journalist, but at least they do have a cultivated set of skills. And
they can read off of a teleprompter.
I'm not sure Chelsea Clinton. You know. Obviously went to a very expensive college and, you know,
but
got a degree in something.
She went to an Ivy League college as a Clinton. I mean, that's –
Yes, but
that's,
what –
That's well
what
open.
Was it, what was it in? And, like, what other, like, job experience has she had? No, you know, it's like –
It's whatever she wanted to say. But, no, that's also another thing that's, like, been wide open is that, like, the super prestigious Ivy League schools – You know, streamline, especially legacy people.
Stanford.
Because, yeah, they don't want to have Chelsea Clinton show up and just have her be rolling her eyes at the professors all the fucking time and doing her homework assignments and not handing in her term papers and then give her a fucking the F that she deserves and then have it be, you know, ooh, a black eye for both the university and for the Clinton family and their gazillions of dollars that I'm sure that they've donated since and after because Chelsea managed to get a degree.
What did she get a degree in?
Pretending to give a fuck.
Well, her alma mater says she got her BA at Stanford University, her master's at Columbia, and University College Oxford.
But no actual degrees listed.
International relations.
Oh, so yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yep.
And also again, like I'll bet a thousand dollars that she didn't even remotely pay attention in any of those classes.
Oh, she may probably didn't even.
Why
go.
Would she need to?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I wanted to mention here that book, speaking of Hillary and stuff, that the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually trying to Google the title of it. What's it called? Crisis of Character.
Ooh, that's a good title.
And I've had one person request it at the library, but it's called Crisis of Character. And apparently it's a tell-all about Hillary's time in the White House from a Secret Service agent that was, I guess, one of them assigned to her. And they are working very hard to hush up this book pre-election. He has been blacklisted from all the normal, like, you know, circuit of book, you know, book writers get a circuit. They go on TV, they talk about their book, they get interviewed. They, especially if it's a tell-all book about celebrities or politicians or whatever, they're on a circuit. They get interviewed by the morning shows. They get to, you know, go on radio interviews, all that sort of stuff. But this guy, there's nothing. Crisis of Character by Gary J. Byrne. And they are working really hard to discredit this guy. They're digging into his past, and they are trying to make him look bad. But they obviously can't find anything. He's been a Secret Service agent for over 30 years. So.
Oh, and he's got really awful things to say about
really horrible things about the Clintons. And specifically Hillary. So, book recommendation if you're interested.
I mean, and also, I mean, here's a big one to go for is all you got to do is just think about, like, there are lots of people that say wonderful things about how enjoyable it is to spend time with George W. Bush.
Yes,
there's a million and one people that will say just how magnanimous. Barack Obama is. But have you ever heard anybody say, and you have heard, oddly enough, only dudes about hanging out with Bill Clinton is pretty cool. Anyone say good things about Hillary Clinton?
No.
Not one ever.
Not one ever. As a matter of fact, what was it? Connie Chung, that fucking hardcore Republican. Refer to her as a bitch. Rush Limbaugh listener Connie Chung.
Yeah.
Right wing evangelical Christian Connie Chung.
Yep.
Who's Connie Chung married to?
Maury Povich.
Yeah.
Who has an Asian fetish.
Yeah. Maury Povich, life member of the NRA.
Yeah, Maury Povich seriously has an Asian fetish, though, because I used to watch his show when I was in college, and every time an Asian chick came on, he was, like, all over it. Mm. He would, like, make comments about, like, you know, some, you know how Maury Povich's show was weird, and, you know, some guy came on, and he had an Asian wife or whatever, he'd be like, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Asian fetish. Yeah, anyway.
Gross.
Yeah, Maury Povich. Go ahead.
And yet he married Connie Chung.
Uh-huh.
I must say, I don't have an Asian. I don't have really any particular fetishes or whatnot, but I get people that have an Asian fetish, but I would not get someone who had an Asian fetish and go after Connie Chung. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hashtag not the hottest Asian ever.
No.
Yeah, but come on, it's Maury Povich. What are his options?
That's true.
To go to Thailand and bang lady boys. I mean, he's not like he's poor.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, speaking of banging lady boys,
what? Where's this going?
I am terribly sorry for claiming that I had the best segue ever.
Actually, I don't have a segue for that at all. But I did want to mention that the famous prosecution of the Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson has failed miserably in flaming disaster. Judge found him not guilty on every single charge.
Wow,
every single one.
Now, what is? I actually haven't been following this. Now, what the fuck happened? Like, what? Like,
okay, so they throw this gangbanger guy, Freddie Gray, in the back of the paddy wagon, and they handcuff him, throw him back in the paddy wagon to haul him off for jail. So the guy in the paddy wagon with him says he starts, you know, at one point starts freaking out, slamming himself around inside the thing, banging his head on the wall and all this kind of stuff. And so he gets to jail, or at some point he dies. So that's when Baltimore started having riots.
Mm-hmm.
And the state attorney decided that she would bring murder charges on every cop involved in the whole process.
Okay.
Despite the fact that the coroner ruled it, you know, accidental, and, you know, every indication was that this, you know, this, the cops had absolutely nothing to do with it. You know, she's looking for her political future, and she, you know, so, this Caesar Goodson guy was the driver of the van, and she charged him with second degree, depraved heart murder, whatever the hell that is.
Wow. That sounds very,
3 different counts of manslaughter: assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office.
Depraved heart murder.
It sounds
pretty archaic.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, they basically, you know, it was everything but, you know, first degree murder. And the judge basically, he found not guilty on every charge. And like, it was like apparently a slam dunk. Like, there was no evidence whatsoever. Not only was there no evidence whatsoever, they found that the prosecution had withheld evidence and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it was a big fiasco. So now there's several other people that are still in the process of having a trial with equally ridiculous charges. And the expectation is that those will, also
Which is not good if you live anywhere near Baltimore, because
I was
going to
say,
down.
Yeah, if you live,
because in, hey, guess yeah. what? Guess who doesn't care about the legal system?
Right.
Democrats. Yeah. Again, note Democrats and hating all due process.
Right.
Again, they don't care about found by a jury of your peers, you know, due process, no evidence, all trumped up. George Zimmerman is still a fucking murderer.
Yep.
And all these guys already did it. Why are we even having a trial? And when the trial comes through and go, you know what? It's not only did they not do it, but the prosecution broke the fucking law trying to prove that they did it.
Right.
And yeah, guess what? Yeah. They're going to burn that CVS down again.
Oh yeah.
Even though I've heard there actually there's protests outside that CVS, and it's just a burned out shell. They just, nobody's rebuilt there.
Well, why would they?
No, it's stupid. why are the large chain corporations that can afford to leave like real estate just on the table, not just abandoning their stores?
Yeah.
I want to see if they've got a live shot picture of the protest.
Democrats reportedly ate Chick-fil-A during the gun control sit-in at the Capitol.
Oh no, it's reopened.
What?
The CVS.
Oh,
it opened up in March. So it's about to get burned down again.
Yep.
There are a few things I love more than intersectionality. You know, the factions of the left kind of warring against each other. And the Democrats having the sit-in ate Chick-fil-A. Oh, no. Because, yep. you know, Chick-fil-A is anti-gay, except they're not.
Except they're not, right.
Well, there's a group right there. Yeah, Chick-fil-A is not anti-gay. Chick-fil-A is actually pretty friendly to gays. They're just not extremely pro-gay.
Right.
Chick-fil-A wants to sell chicken.
In this environment, if you're not extremely pro-gay, you're anti-gay.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, it always cracks me up when the whole Chick-fil-A thing really just – people are so invested in Chick-fil-A, like they're in their hatred of Chick-fil-A for one reason or the other. And it's so strange to me.
I thought you were talking about the people who love Chick-fil-A, which is another thing I don't get.
Well, Chick-fil-A is pretty damn good.
It is delicious chicken, but I'm sorry. I can't take it over that idea of the, yes, no, if I'm in a fucking mall food court and I'm looking to get myself some food and there's a Wendy's and there's a Burger King and there's a Panda
Express. What do you get?
Or all that, I'll go get a Chick-fil-A biscuit. I don't even know. I don't have a regular thing. I've eaten a Chick-fil-A maybe 5 times in my life. But I'll go and eat a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, their waffle fries are really good. And yeah, their little crispy fried chickens on their biscuits is – I'll get chicken on a biscuit. I don't know what the other options are will be, but yeah, that shit's tasty. But at the same time,
chicken strips.
No, it's got to be on a biscuit.
Oh, it has to be. Okay,
it has to be on a biscuit. Their biscuit. It has to be on a biscuit. It has to have the pickle. Pickle's pretty good too, but again, I forget what the other stuff is. It's probably spicy shit because I'll eat anything spicy.
They do have a really good spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's one of those, yeah, no, it kicks the living shit out of, you know, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, you know, Sparrow Pizza, Panda Express.
Can I tell a library story about the Chick-fil-A?
Please. Yes. I love library stories.
All right. My library director is very liberal, as library directors tend to be.
Yeah. Also, trees are made out of wood.
Yeah. So one day she came up to me and she's really so kind of socially awkward at the same time. So she tries to come to the reference desk and make small talk and kind of, you know, socialize with us a little bit at the desk. And we at the reference desk are kind of hard asses because we have to deal with all the bullshit patrons that come and give us a hard time about stupid crap. So we put up with like a lot of stupid shit. And so we're kind of humorless. Let's say humorless. Okay. So,
y'all seen some shit.
We have. And so she tries to be really friendly with us and she comes back and she makes a little small talk but at the same time, she's really socially awkward and, okay, and liberal at the same time. So it doesn't really jive with my personality. Let's just put it – let's leave it at that. Anyway, so one
Y'all
day she comes
ain't gonna be
back.
Besties.
No. So she comes back one day and she was chatting with us and she was telling us about how the janitor, the maintenance man named John, found a pile of trash on the library lawn. And this was, you know, everything in library land is like a big fucking deal. Everything that happens in the library, mostly because libraries are staffed mainly by women, every single minutia is a big fucking deal. And I, you know, so, oh my God, the maintenance man found a big pile of trash on the lawn. Oh no. So she told the maintenance man to go out and get the trash off the lawn. The maintenance man goes out. Gets the trash off the lawn and tells her afterwards that, oh, all that trash, it was all bags from Chick-fil-A. Because we have a Chick-fil-A local to us. And she says to me, she's like, oh, I just thought it was really ironic that these bags were all Chick-fil-A. And I looked at her like, and I said, okay. She said, well, you know, Chick-fil-A is all Christian and everything. And I said, I don't think they check your religion before you enter the building to buy their chicken. I mean, she was implying that since Chick-fil-A was really Christian, apparently Christians left all the litter on the lawn, which.
Oh, man.
There's a gap there. Anyway.
That's a liberal thinking there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of laughed at her and I said, you know, I don't think they check your card at the door before they let you buy chicken. You know.
That's funny.
I don't make points really at work.
When you walk in the door, there's a guy standing there in a robe going, do you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, no.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Have some chicken.
I think they even let Jews buy their chicken.
I bet you they'll even sell chicken to a woman in a hijab.
I bet they would.
I bet you're right.
You come in on any day but Sunday, and they'll sell you all the chicken you want.
I don't know what the type of people are that leave piles of trash on a library lawn, but you know, I don't think they specifically have to be Christian.
By the way, liberals on, like, I'm trying to remember if it's actually been the same liberals, but I know like a bunch of people are all fucking butthurt that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. And it's one of those, like, it's their fucking business. I'm the dude that's fucking butthurt that so many restaurants are closed on Monday. Tuesday's my shopping day, so Monday is often my hungry evening.
Damn it. The sushi is not available on Monday.
Exactly. There's so many restaurants that are like, I'm so many times on Monday calling and getting, like, just the phone just keeps ringing. Phone keeps ringing. What the fuck? Oh, shit, it's Monday. And all that. Like, whatever. Yeah, it's an inconvenience. But whatever, they could be open or closed on whatever day they want to be, and then at the same time.
But as long as they're willing to have to make the gay wedding cakes.
Yes, I don't know about you guys who are not New England, but New England, of course, always has their wealth of blue laws. One of which is that businesses were not allowed to be open on Sunday.
Used to be like that in Texas.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was like that. And a lot of stuff. In fact, when I first moved to Texas in the 70s, mostly everything was closed on Sunday. Like, yeah. You couldn't do anything. And then, you know, you'd have like maybe a convenience store would be open somewhere. And then,
But you'll have like these dipshit Massachusetts and Maine liberals that be like, oh man, it's a shame that stores now can choose. Cause it's not even like now you have to be, it's not like the Chick-fil-A, you know, I don't think there's a Chick-fil-A in Maine or the Chick-fil-A's in there's two Chick-fil-A's in Massachusetts. It's not like the Chick-fil-A's in Massachusetts, now that the blue law has been repealed, are now have to be open on Sunday. You've got to staff it on Sunday. No, they're not open on Sunday still. But they'll be like, oh man, it's a shame that now that stores are open on Sunday. Cause now, number one, they have to have their staff come in, on Sunday, at least give them one day off sort of thing. And then, you know, two is one of those like, oh, I liked just like having a day where, I couldn't go to the store. And I was just like, all right, fuck it. So you've got no self-control. And also you've got no respect for like the person that might be living paycheck to paycheck where someone says, hey, would you mind taking my hours on Sunday? Hells yes, I would like to take your hours on Sunday. That's an extra couple $100. I know exactly what I'll do with that.
Time and a half.
Exactly.
I'll work Sunday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. Back before I had a baby, I was the number – for my lab, I was the number one weekend worker. I worked so many weekends. Like anytime anybody had a schedule conflict with a weekend, I was the first person to email them going, yeah, no, I'll take it. I'd look at my calendar. I'd see if we had anything scheduled for that weekend. Nope, we don't have anything scheduled. I'm in. Because guess what? Yeah, that's more money in my pocket. It's no big deal. And it was one of those like, yeah, no, I'll take it. It's no big deal. Now that I've got a child, yeah, no, I don't want to take him because I'm fucking busy as shit all the time. So yeah, fucking dummies. But yeah, why are the Christians destroying your library?
I don't know. By the way, they do it all the time.
Is it the Christians? Which he was like, I thought you were going to say, somebody left a pile of trash on the library lawn. I just kicked somebody out of the library for touching his penis in public.
Actually, I got, oh my God. Oh my God. I just had, it was just this week, that I feel so vindicated. I have to share. I have spent a decade, literally a decade, warning the same man to not look at porn. At first, he was looking at outright porn, like just dirty, filthy porn. And then once
I need some more specifics, Brita.
I didn't look that closely.
You copied down his URLs.
I did not.
I happen to be a connoisseur on this matter. I just want to know what his tastes are like.
Well, after he realized that we were going to bust him every single time he started doing this, he thought he could get around the rules, and he started looking at kind of lingerie, kind of smutty lingerie stuff. Under the belief that, oh, well, they have clothes on, so it's okay if I look at it in public while being aroused. And so, you know, it has been like this kind of battle for a whole decade. I mean, this guy comes in every single morning. And some mornings we're so busy we can't babysit him and keep an eye on him.
I get the whole open to the public thing, but why do you guys not have stipulations that you could toss somebody out on their ass and make it so that they cannot re-enter the library after so many credible fucking...
Right. Well, it depends on the library administration. Because
you can actually,
yes,
like if there is a serial masturbator,
if it's completely blatant, where somebody is like has his hand down his pants and is looking at naked people, you know, out in the view of everybody, yes, we can ban him just outright because it's,
tell him to stay out of the Woolworth.
At that point, I would call the police. I would go above the library director's head and just call the police because that's. No. But this guy would kind of surreptitiously kind of look at nudie girls and it was always like this kind of like cat and mouse game with this guy and we'd try to catch him and then he'd click out of the screen. It was just like all this, it was bullshit. And it just kept on going on and on. And the previous library director, she couldn't be bothered with this stuff. Seriously. She was kind of old school. She didn't really know computers. She just couldn't be bothered with this sort of stuff.
Was she one of those people that didn't realize there's porn on the internet?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't think any of those people exist too much anymore, but I remember I remember actually in the back in like the late 90s saying something about like I was actually probably telling a story about like accidentally clicking the wrong link and getting thrown into some horrible porn site, which I mean, used to be way more of a problem than it was these days.
Right.
Back in the days when you'd be going on like searching like Yahoo or Excite or all that on your Netscape navigator, as someone was saying, wait, there's porn on the internet.
Like, oh my God.
Yes,
yeah.
There's porn on the internet. How do you get to the porn on the internet? I said, oh, let's see. Why don't you search for cotton socks? And you'll get three and a half pages of pornography.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the link to Sears where they're selling cotton socks.
Right.
Like just search whatever you want. Search for Cuisinart toaster ovens. And you'll get 6.5 pages of pornography.
Ah, the good old days.
I think the previous library director, I think she really used her computer for, from what I could tell, was to play solitaire. But
Dave Barry had a great line about that, about the fact
finally,
that a pack of cards is 50 cents.
Oh my God, that's true. Finally, after a new library director and a new reference manager, we have been starting to document this one guy. And literally after a whole decade, we finally banned him.
Ooh.
And I know.
This is Snot Man?
No, it's not Stuntman. It's a different guy.
Is Stuntman still around?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Maybe he died.
No, I think he maybe got his own computer. That happens a lot.
You know what also happens a lot? Fucking listless hobos dying.
That's true.
He probably drank a jug of isopropyl alcohol and froze to death.
That could be also
in a stockyard.
Could be.
So my manager goes up to this guy, and let's call him Neil because his name is Neil. But
that's a good alias,
right? I like that. So my manager goes up to this guy, and she tells him and she sees what he's looking at. And it's always like, you know, like girls in lingerie and kind of smutty stuff. And we think he's actually shopping for escorts online, which is completely illegal in the state of Ohio. But so she goes up to him and she tells him, you know, there's children in the library. It's not appropriate what you're looking at. We've asked you before, blah, blah, blah. And I'm watching this all happen. I'm right directly across from them. And he starts getting really upset, and he uses the excuse, which I thought was really creepy. He says, I don't know what your problem is. I'm just searching for lost women online. What?
Oh, wow.
Like maybe they should check his home for vats of acid. I don't know.
I think I'm sorry, creepy. What comes to my mind is t-shirthell.com had a great t-shirt for sale. They probably still do, which was the silhouette of a woman on a climbing up a stripper pole.
Uh-huh.
And it said in like seraphic script across it, I support single moms.
Yeah. He's like that. It's creepy.
I think he's supporting. I think that's his version of supporting single.
Yeah.
Moms.
So anyway, so she marched off to the director, and the next day the director said that he got banned. But the director had warned him about getting banned, and, you know, said that, you know, your initial banning will be for 30 days. If you come back on the library property during that 30 days, you'll be trespassing. You'll be able to call the police, blah, blah, blah. And his response was, if you do this to me, I'm never coming back to this library.
Oh.
Bet I'm dumber than you are.
Okay.
Please make my day. Please. Yeah. So, we haven't seen him in a week, and it's been really nice.
I hope she was quick enough on her feet, said, oh, you better not.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've had a little vindication. After a decade's worth of,
Brita, in the probably likely event that after 30 days he figures it out and comes
back.
He's
coming back. I know he's coming back.
All you got to do is, Brita, just follow him. Do you want a solution?
Yes.
Follow him back to his flop house and stab him in the kidney.
I know where he lives.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
And,
I know.
And guess what? People like that, nobody misses when they go away.
Well,
what happened to Stuntman? I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to Neil? I don't know. And you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I hadn't even thought about Neil until you brought up his fucking name.
Neil, actually, we have this crew of kind of developmentally disabled people, you know, including they do the cleaning, and they're great, and they've been there forever. Neil tried to ask one of the cleaning crew girls into his car.
Ugh.
Yeah. Creepy. So yeah, he just needed to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's extra gross. Yeah.
Fun in library land.
Well.
All right. In that case, what you need to do is you need to give one of the cleaning crew people a cigarette to stab him.
Yeah. I'm not going to go. Actually, it's weirder than I even have said, so I'm not going to go into it. But yeah, he's a piece of work.
Yeah. Well, but Snotman's gone.
Snotman, I haven't seen.
I from the LiveJournal days, I just kind of assumed that Snotman was eternal.
Nope. And Poop Lady is an occasional. She shows up occasionally.
Which one's Poop Lady?
The one that smells like poop.
Okay.
She always comes in at like 8:30 p.m. and prints out coupons for like restaurants. And I'm thinking, who sits next to her in the restaurant? I don't know.
Flies.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So I just saw this thing. I gotta bring it up. They're making a big deal about the 50.2% of babies born last year were minorities.
Weird, make another baby.
So,
except for no. I already got the joke.
What?
If 52% of the babies born were minorities,
right?
Well, okay, but then of course.
What?
At the same time, you've got to forget that it's not like the blacks like the Hispanics.
Well, yeah.
And like the blacks ever want to play with the Hispanics, or the blacks want to play with the Jews or anything like that.
But if the whites are no longer a majority, isn't everybody a minority now?
Yes. Yes, we're all minorities. We're now a protected class.
I don't think they'll agree with you, but.
Damn it. You know why white people aren't having a whole lot of babies?
Yeah.
Because we can't afford them because we're paying for everybody else's babies.
That's exactly right.
That's why.
Still, how many near albino Afro-Irish people are there?
Afro-Irish?
Oh, yeah. Afro-Irish.
I'm not Afro-Irish.
Sure are. With one leg.
What?
You're disabled Afro-Irish.
I'm so white. Weird.
I know that. Near albino Afro-Irish. But let's face it. Your great-great-grandmother was raped by a Moor.
She was not.
Look at your cheekbones!
I thought that meant I'm African-American. Not African-American. Native American.
You're Native Irish African-American.
Albino.
Squaw.
Yeah, okay. Sign me up.
Where's squaw and squab.
Where's my check?
Cougar Melon Camp.
Are you telling me I'm a cougar?
Oh, God.
I kind of am.
As a matter of fact, Mrs. Robinson, yes, I am.
Kind of.
Well, only if you go after younger guys.
How old are you, Weird?
37.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It probably doesn't.
Cougars go after guys like in their 20s.
Oh,
yeah, I was definitely well out of my 20s that time you got drunk and kissed me.
Whoa!
What? Dang it.
Whoops.
Plastics.
Plastics. That's right.
That's the only good part of The Graduate, just so you know. If someone puts on The Graduate, you could just as soon as you hear the word plastics, you just turn it off and just like put on Firefly.
That's always a better option, no matter what.
Do you guys get The Graduate? Is there something I'm missing?
No.
I watched that movie and it sucks shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And Simon and Garfunkel suck shit.
I don't.
Song isn't even good.
I don't. I think a lot of it's some movies. It's hard to look at with modern. You have to put yourself in the position of somebody who's seeing that movie for the first time when it came out.
Okay, you're talking to a gigantic Citizen Kane fan.
I understand that, but Citizen Kane's exceptional.
Citizen Kane is exceptional, but it's also heavily dated. You do need to look at the date that movie was released before you watch it.
Right, but the thing about Citizen Kane is it was so groundbreaking and in so many ways.
It's definitely a demarcation line.
It is still in the top five of everybody's movie list.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen it.
Oh well,
I will.
It's pretty good, Brita, so long as you can stand to watch a movie that's dated.
Yep.
My wife hates Citizen Kane because unless it is like – there is a couple of like really fucking good pre-color movies that my wife enjoys. But other than that, like some like really goddamn – I think my wife couldn't sit through Casablanca. because, like, ugh, it's black and white.
Oh, no, I like those.
Yeah. But yeah, it is dated, but it's also creepy because some things about it are really fucking dated, but other things like the makeup and the lighting, there is no movies that have better makeup and lighting than that movie.
You talking about Citizen Kane?
Yes.
And the cinematography. I mean, he did stuff with cinematography that had never been done before. And what's funny is people watch Citizen Kane today and they don't think it's exceptional because they've seen those exact same camera tricks done in every single fucking movie ever made since.
Yeah.
And so it's old hat, but it's like I tell people about Star Wars. People look at Star Wars today and they go, meh. But in 1977, it was the most amazing thing that had ever been on the movie screen. Now the effects kind of look a little dated and the story kind of sucks. And
you know. Same thing with Alien.
Yeah. Alien.
Alien was groundbreaking because that was the first time someone threw money at a creature feature.
Exactly. And now before then,
if you were going to do a sci-fi horror.
Oh yeah. It was a guy in a rubber suit and shitty scenes.
It was a dude in a rubber suit. You were going to see the fucking strings.
Right.
Yeah. There was going to be a couple of fucking, you know, cheesecake shots of a woman in a bikini.
Yep.
And it was going to clock in just over an hour.
Yep.
You know, and then suddenly somebody decided to, oh no, we're going to do some serious acting. We're going to throw some special effects in here and we're going to try to make this legitimately scary as opposed to just creepy.
And the same thing for 2001. People see 2001 now and they think, oh, it's a slow, boring fucking movie. But at the time, it was the first time serious money had been spent on a sci-fi.
Yep.
Yay. All right. Siskel and Ebert will be back next week.
And by the way, the gulf between between remain an EU member and leave the EU is growing even more in favor of leaving. So I'm getting good feeling.
What's it now?
It is oh fuck. Jesus Christ.
I
just hit refresh and it jumped the other way around.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's really close. London must have come in or something.
It's really close. It's like 50 to 49, so it's close.
Yeah. Well, we're pulling for you, England. Even though you fucked up your country beyond all recognition.
Here's the thing that I saw before we leave. I saw little, like, you know, those little meme things or the little graphics that you see on Facebook where it was kind of about the Brexit thing and a little figure was in, it was kind of like a political cartoon. The little figure was England in kind of a dark room and the door was open and outside the door it said freedom. And it just made me laugh because I was like, people in the United Kingdom think they're free.
People in this country think they're free.
Well, I know, but Great Britain, they are.
Oh yeah.
So much worse than we are.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, bless their hearts.
Freedom.
They don't even, you know, they're not even citizens. They're subjects.
Yeah.
So,
Of a geriatric queen.
Yeah.
She was using an iPad, though.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Hey, queen. Okay, guys.
Yep.
We've been over, you know, I thought, you know, going into the show, I thought, oh, we're never going to make an hour. Here we are an hour and a half later.
I know. This is a second hour and a half show in a row.
Next week, Jay will be back, hopefully. Yeah. And also I'd like to say thank you to everybody who ordered a t-shirt.
That's right. We officially met our goal.
Yeah, we officially met our goal. And I thank you because I no longer have to listen to Alan whine about it.
We set the goal for 60 so I could get the price down because we did over 60 last time. We did like 63 or 4 or something like that. So
no, we set it for 30.
No. I said we sold over 60 last time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the goal was 30.
And
I was like, I was really afraid we wouldn't even get 30 and we got 60. So this time I set it for 60 because we could get a little slightly cheaper shirt out of it. And
yay.
We met it. And I don't know if we'll go over, but we got like an hour left as of this time, and let me check it one more time officially. an hour one, at, yeah. at this moment while we're recording this, there's an hour and 25 minutes left. And I wish they'd tell you, you know, I'd like to know who bought the shirts and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't really tell you. So.
So comment on the Facebook page.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. If you're on Facebook and you're listening to us, the Squirrel Report has a Facebook like
group.
It's technically Facebook calls it a group. It's the name of the group is the SQRPT. It's a closed group. You have to ask permission to join. We like, you know, privacy a little bit.
I mean, it's not like we pass judgment on you. I mean,
no,
if you
no,
ask
we
to join,
no,
we'll
no.
let you in. It's
yeah,
not
but, you know, if we also kind of reserve the right to also kick you out of the group if you're right. an asshole. So so if you're on Facebook and you're listening to the show and you're a fan and you want to talk to other fans or you want to talk to us or you want to just post bullshit pictures or, you know, spout your opinion on something we talked about on the show, please join our group. We're happy to have you. We have 33 members right now, and we always post like fun stuff and kind of like polls and questions and
cat pictures
and, you know, whatever. So it's just
squirrel
fun.
Pictures.
So join us. I should actually put the link to the group on our blog.
Oh yeah, I can put it on the blog, and we should put
do
it
people
on the.
Read our blog? I don't know.
I don't know if anybody looks at it. Really, the blog just exists to be an RSS feed for the show.
I know.
I guess the Facebook page would be a good place to put it. Also, I don't know how to. I don't know exactly how to put it. The group on the.
I'll
page,
do it, but. Alan. I know that you just realized last week that, or this week actually, that the Squirrel Report Facebook page gets messages from our fans.
I didn't know.
You didn't realize that we get messages.
I never even looked.
Aw, okay.
Sorry.
I'll take care of that for you.
Brita's the Facebook administrator for the Squirrel
yeah,
Report.
I guess I am. Anyway, so yeah. Thanks everybody for listening, yep. and thanks for your support, and thanks for buying t-shirts.
They're,
and
supposedly,
we enjoy you as much as you enjoy us, I hope.
Yeah,
so
maybe a little less.
Well, maybe, yeah.
The shirts are supposed to start printing, I don't know, tomorrow or next week or something like that, then they get shipped
cool.
out. So supposedly you'll get an email notice when they send it to whatever address you put down. So, you know, if you don't get it or something happens, don't call me because I got nothing to do with it. Called Teespring.
Okay. Good night.
All right. That's it. See y'all.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.